Governor Scott Walker is expected to be one of the key speakers at the Republican convention as he ramps up his re-election bid. But the GOP is also likely to discuss a possible step toward Wisconsin seceding from the United States, ignoring some federal laws, and additional limits on abortion. Milwaukee newspaper columnist Dan Bice has been focusing on some of the diverse philosophies of the Republicans. Walker says the fracturing of the party is overstated.
I think you've got a columnist in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel who chose to hone in on one particular group of a handful of people when the vast, vast majority of Republicans at the convention across the state are going to focus on the most important issue.
Walker argues the real story is the lowering of the unemployment rate over the last few years, the projected state budget surplus, and the freezing of UW tuition. This afternoon, though, about 10 reporters crowded around Democratic State Representative Brett Halsey as he arrived outside the Milwaukee Convention Hall. The candidate for governor was dressed in gray with yellow duct tape.
Today I'm dressing up as Major Bass Ackwards. This is a Confederate officer uniform, the best I could do at the thrift stores in the Madison area. And I am here to highlight Governor Walker and the Republicans' racist agenda.
Halsey says several GOP moves over the last 4 years have disproportionately hurt people of color. Halsey says after hearing criticism of his plan to hand white Ku Klux Klan hoods to Republican delegates, he decided to leave the hoods in his car and just march backwards to a Walker fundraiser. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.